This is Apollo Control at 52 hours, 2 minutes. We'll be coming up in the next few minutes on the bistatic radar frequency check. This will be a check of the spacecraft communications frequencies on the unified S-band and the VHF in preparation for an experiment.
This is Houston. When you're configured in a suitable VHF mode for the S-170 bistatic radar frequency check, give us a call, and then we'll secure the S-band uplink for about 5 minutes on you. There's no great rush involved in this.
Okay, we'll start the trigger now and give you a call.
Roger.
The bistatic radar experiment, which will be performed in lunar orbit, will utilize the spacecraft unified S-band and VHF transmitters to reflect radio signals off the surface of the moon. These will be received on Earth, and hopefully the...
We're configured as a flight plan at 52 hours, standing by.
Roger, we're going to go ahead and secure our S-band uplink. Belay that 14, we're going to wait until your rotation in PTC brings us around to the point where we can utilize Omni Bravo for the frequency measurement. I'll give you a call just prior to our turning off the uplink.
Okay, Bruce. Houston 14, speaking of daylight saving time, our sun comes up very regularly, every 20 minutes.
Roger, we copy. That's probably not unreasonable for the small-sized planet you're in right now.
Ed Mitchell's last comment about the sun coming up every 20 minutes refers to the fact that the spacecraft is currently in its passive thermal control mode, where it's rotating at the rate of 3 revolutions per hour, or 1 revolution every 20 minutes.